This is Plantarama, a weekly look at what's happening in the world of horticulture from Kansas State University. Eric Atkinson here. Yes, there is some lawn care activity you can enact at this time of the year, as cold as it might seem outside. That would be dormant seeding of turf grass. Now, just how far can you go with that is what we'll explore right here with K-State horticulturist Ward Upham. And when we discuss this project, Ward, we're specifically talking about a certain type of turf grass.
That's right. We're talking about the cool season grasses, which is going to be Tall Fescue and Kentucky bluegrass, not the warm season grasses, which would be Bermuda, Zoysia, and Buffalo. Those are going to have different requirements.
Now, you have pressed this point on and on over the years. The preferred time to seed cool season grasses is earlier on in the fall, right?
That's right. Usually looking at maybe late August, but September is the month where you really want to get it in. So let's say you had some bare spots you didn't get taken care of in the fall. You know, you wanted to overseed, but you just didn't get it done. So that's normally where you use dormant seeding. You don't use it to do a whole lawn. It's just to fill in some bare spots. And the idea is that if you can dormant seed at this time of year, it's going to come up as early as possible in the spring and be as mature as possible by the time hot weather hits. You could say, well, why don't you just do spring seeding? Mm-hmm. Spring seeding can be every bit as good, but if we have a wet spring, it may be delayed. And if it's delayed too long, you've got too young a grass to go into that hot summer weather. And there are also options we have for dormant seeding that make it actually easier than spring seeding.
Let's talk about those. And we're getting into the methods of going about this here.
That's right. Now, regardless of method used, we have to remember certain things. One is we need to have good seed-soil contact. The other thing you're going to notice if you do dormant seeding is there's going to be some birds that get some of that seed. Don't worry about it. We've looked at that. They don't get enough to really make any difference. As long as you have good seed-soil contact, you're set to go. And so one of those methods, one of the easy methods, is if you have a light snowfall of up to about an inch. If you have that, you can sprinkle the seed over the snow in those bare spots. And as that snow melts, it'll carry the seed into good contact with the soil. So all I have to do is broadcast that seed into bare spots. When it melts, you're ready to go. You don't have to do anything extra. The other method is a lot like it, but that soil has to be really wet. And if it's wet enough and it freezes overnight, that soil, if it's bare soil, is going to form natural pockets. And so when you overseed, it'll fall into those pockets. And when it thaws during the day, those pockets will collapse. Again, you'll have a perfect seed bed and it didn't take very much work. Now, the third method is the normal method. Same thing you'd use in the spring. You broadcast a seed and then you scratch it in with a rake. And so, again, you need that good seed-soil contact regardless what method you use. But those are the three methods you can use to dormant seed. And you can do dormant seed any time from December through February.
Do we talk in terms of seeding rates for this kind of project or just go by your best guess?
Yeah, so really what you're looking at on the tall fescue is going to be 6 to 8 pounds per 1,000 square feet. And on Kentucky bluegrass, it's 2 to 3. That can be a little bit hard when you're doing spots, but you can usually get a good idea of how thick it needs to be. You're not covering the ground, okay? You're going to have some distance between those seed. And even when you rake it in, there's going to be some on top. There's no way you can avoid that. You want it shallow, but in good contact.
Of course, the results won't make themselves apparent until spring warm-up, but you should know fairly quickly upon those warmer temperatures, should you not?
You should, and that gets that seed up absolutely as early as possible in the spring, so it has a better chance of surviving this summer. You know, if we have a good summer, it's going to survive until fall and be fine. If we have a very extreme summer, it's going to be difficult to carry it through, but still probably worth the effort of trying to make it work.
Well, if you have that bare spot in your cool season lawn and you want to remedy that, a dormant seeding will work. But do follow the steps that Ward outlined for us today and you will succeed in this project. Ward, thanks as always.
You bet.
That from horticulturist Ward Upham of Kansas State University. And Plantarama is produced by K-State Research and Extension. Over this, the K-State Radio Network.